there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're talking about the universal human experience that nobody likes, dealing with rejection. Rejection is redirection and how to pivot. Let's get into it. We've all been there. We've all faced rejection at some point in our lives, whether it's a job offer that fell through, a relationship that ended abruptly, or a dream opportunity that slammed the door in your face. Rejection feels like a gut punch. It makes us doubt ourselves, question our worth, and just retreat and go into our shell and hiding. But today we're changing that narrative. We're going to get real about the pain and relevant about the power hidden inside of that no, that rejection. So this should be our mantra today. Rejection is redirection. That door didn't close on you. It closed for you. Let me say that again for the people in the back. That door didn't close on you. It closed for you. It's the universe's most efficient way of saying wrong way. Your destiny is here. Come this way. So, you know, sometimes that raw truth of things can sting. You know, let's acknowledge that sting, you know, because it's raw and it's real. Rejection hurts because it challenges our hope and our ego, man. Sometimes that ego gets bruised, and we don't just lose the thing, we lose the entire imagined future that went with it. So we simply kind of retreat and mourn the potential. So if you're currently, you know, just nursing a wound from a recent rejection, I want you to give yourself some grace and know that it's okay to be disappointed. We've all been there. It's okay to be angry. You invested time, energy, and hope, and you know, you deserve to be mourned. But here's the crucial part. You have to pivot. Do not confuse disappointment with defeat. Disappointment is an emotion tied to an outcome. Defeat is a choice to stop trying. So you're not defeated. You simply receive new information. So, and know that sometimes you have to pivot and try it in a different way. Some of the most successful people have failed, believe it or not. Like billionaires, take Michael Jordan for an example. He didn't even make one of his college or was it high school team, and he had to work really hard. You know, the coach thought he wasn't good enough, and eventually he perfected his game and just became a breakout star and got drafted and, you know, won so many championships with the Bulls. And he's like a billionaire now with his brand with Nike. So know that failure is a part of the territory. Don't count yourself out and don't be super hard on yourself. You have to pivot and know that it just means go harder. Try it in a different path, a different way. You have that new information. So don't give up. Always try and don't be defeated. Find another way. Find a different strategy. That's really what it's all about. Rejection can be felt in so many forms, you know, and it really stings. You know, think about it. The job you didn't get, the person who didn't choose you, the opportunity that slipped through your fingers. Rejection can feel like the universe just slammed the door right in your face and leaving you standing there wondering, why not me? What did I do wrong? But, you know, what if we look at this differently? What if rejection isn't punishment? What if it's really protecting you? You know, every no is just the universe telling you something different. The truth is, rejection often shows up to reroute us towards something better that's aligned more with our purpose. So sometimes it's hard to see because we wanted that thing. You know, we want what we want. We focus on what we lost instead of realizing what we're being guided towards and trusting the new process and the redirection and the new strategy. We chase the doors that are no longer open and we cling to relationships that drain us, that unhealthy, toxic relationship that you should be happy that door closed or stay in jobs that don't fulfill us, all because we fear starting over or trusting that something greater is waiting for you. So this episode and this podcast, it's really today is about shifting that perspective. It's about learning to see rejection as redirection. And that's a divine nugget to just pivot, to grow, and realign your path with your true potential. Because when something isn't right for you, your spirit feels it first. You might notice the resistance and the uneasy feeling, or, you know, that quiet voice that says, this doesn't feel like home. The challenge is learning to listen to those signs and move forward with faith instead of fear. So you have to recognize when something is not aligned with your purpose. Release that need for validation and just trust in divine timing. And that's the way you can turn those setbacks into setups for something greater. And in all reality, you're building resilience and confidence in the times that you're most uncertain. And that's where you pivot. You pivot gracefully towards the opportunities that are meant for you. Because sometimes the door that closes isn't rejection, it's the new direction. The relationship that ends isn't failure, it's freedom. Okay. The job you lost wasn't the end. It was the beginning of something you couldn't see, something better aligned for you in your path. Rejection isn't meant to break you. It's meant to redirect you. It's life's way of saying you deserve better than what you were settling for. So take a deep breath and let this be your reminder. Not everything that falls apart is lost. Sometimes it's just making space for what's meant to come together. You see, in order to build new things, sometimes we have to get rid of the old things. You know, you want something new, you want something fresh, you want something greater, but you're holding on to a lot of mess that you need to clean up so that you can propel yourself into the future that you were destined to be in. So know that you have to understand and trust your gut to understand how something isn't right for you and how to pivot. So know when, you know, that no becomes a new beginning. Understanding that rejection, that should be your form of guidance, not punishment. And it really boils down to how you're viewing it. Are you struggling to let things go? Do you need to have a better grip with that? There's really power in shifting from disappointment to direction. And that's the purpose of why we're doing this podcast today, to help you recognize the misalignment and trust redirection and pivot with confidence. So, you know, you have to really look and do that emotional intel and understand also the physical signs of misalignment that can cause you more problems. You know, what are the signs of when something's not aligned for you? You're more stressed out, you feel burnt out, you feel uneasy, you feel uncomfortable. The difference between growth and discomfort, you know, some people don't understand that. So when you're growing and you're elevating, you can be a little uncomfortable, but it's not the same as when things aren't aligned, the misalignment, because when something isn't right for you, period, it's just a disaster. It's not like growing pains, it's just a complete disaster. So you have to be able to really analyze your situation and know the difference and trust your intuition. Your body and spirit knows before your mind accepts it. I'm telling you, be intuitive and be able to recognize red flags that you might be ignoring in relationships, at work, in different opportunities. You have to be aware of that and understand what's not serving you. And also, here's another thing. Sometimes we cling to what's familiar and we don't want to let it go. Even when we've been rejected and we need realignment, there's comfort in routine and there's fear of change. And also, we have emotional attachment, and that may not equal true alignment. So you really have to do some soul searching and really figure out the difference. Only you would know that for you. And also know you have to be able to work on your mentality, your mindset, because your mindset could keep you stuck in an unfulfilling situation, and that is no good, no bueno. Learning to detach from that, you need to control what you can control, but also understand the ability to release that illusion that you have of safety and being stuck there. And if you need some resources on this, we just did a podcast on this. You're not stuck, you're just playing it safe. Go check out that episode. That could really help you align with, you know, if you're playing it safe. But know sometimes rejection comes in so many forms, and sometimes it could feel personal. That's what kind of makes it cut so deep. The emotional impact of rejection, you know, it's deep. You know, it's things like hurt, shame, and guilt, and self-doubt. Like, man, there's so many different emotions that comes with the feeling of being rejected. Mainly just hurt, disappointed. But you have to understand that rejection says more about timing than your worth. So I think as humans, because we're human, we can get in our feels and take it so far and let it, you know, really manifest and pull up all of these feelings of shame, guilt, self-doubt, or hurt. But sometimes it's not that deep. It's really saying things about the timing. The timing wasn't right. That doesn't mean you're not worthy, you're not good enough. The timing can be off. So you have to really assess and know the difference. And you have to also separate your identity from the outcome. I'm good at doing that. Sometimes we have to understand, I'm not that mistake. I'm not that failure. I'm better than that. That was just something, you know? You're not your failures. That is so critical in life in general, across the board, in so many areas of life. You have to be able to separate who you are as a person from your shortcomings. Maybe that rejection, it happened, but it doesn't change my life. Like, I'll get over it. I'll maneuver. I'll pivot. I'll find another strategy, but I'm still amazing. I'm still great. You know, you have to kind of talk yourself up, okay? And shift your why me to what's next. Not like, why me? Why did this happen? Oh my God, what am I going to do? No, what's next? What's next? Because that definitely didn't work out. Next. You can see I have that next mentality. So know that you have to redefine what success means to you after failure, in all seriousness. So you just have to pivot. You have to understand, what's my new redirection and what strategies can I adjust to make things better for me this time around? And find lessons in the loss. Every no carries wisdom. How to look from that perspective. How to become, you know, better from your pain and let that pain teach you, and how you could slow down and react differently, and different exercise that you could do to get into the intellectual aspect of it and analyzing your feelings. You can journal, you know, to uncover the hidden blessings behind your rejections. And so many, look at people's examples in their life stories that can really lead to transformations. And I write about this in my book, There's a Winner in You, Eliminate Self-Doubt, by Alicia Eads. It's available at Barnes & Noble and on Amazon. Get your copy. I talk about so many different strategies or how to pivot from, you know, being an athlete or working in corporate America or being a college student, trying to find your way and, you know, build your life and set your brand up. And also different great, phenomenal people that had to really build themselves up, like Oprah Winfrey, Muhammad Ali, Serena Williams, Kobe Bryant, the great, the Mamba mentality. So it's packed with so many great nuggets. So be sure to get your copy. You won't regret it. And you'll really have more wisdom and insight on how to pivot, how to deal with rejection, how to be the best version of you. There's really the art of pivoting with purpose. And I talk about that a lot in my book. And it really reflects on things like how to know when it's time to move on and how to be strategic versus emotional pivots. Because sometimes we think we're pivoting, but we're just pivoting deeper in our emotions. So you have to be strategic and how to think with a clear head and what decisions to make and how to turn uncertainty into opportunities and stepping stones and build resilience and confidence. So this is a great read. The book is doing very well. So get your copy. There's A Winner in You, Eliminate Self-Doubt by Alicia Eads, available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Be sure to get your copy. And trust in the timing of your journey. Know that divine timing is everything. And how to simply redirect yourself. And know that there's patience that you need. There's power in that. Learning how to wait without losing faith, and what to do when you're in that in-between phase of not knowing, and how to use that stillness to reset your vision. So you have to understand how to practice faith over frustration. You have to really understand the alignment and know that rejection leads you closer to your true purpose. It could be a setback if you dwell in it, if you're stuck in your feelings, if you're stuck in the doubt, if you're stuck in the disappointments, if you're stuck in anger. It's going to take you longer to realign. So recognize the alignment when it finally arrives. It feels peaceful, not pressured. And just know how to create those new standards for your healing perspective and build a life rooted in clarity, confidence, and authenticity. So know there's so many ways to know you were never rejected, you were redirected. So you have to embrace that truth that, you know, some things weren't meant to be, and you have to get over it and give yourself that grace and know the gratitude for detours that leads to your destiny, and walk boldly into new beginnings, walk boldly into the future, walk boldly into the redirection, and use discernment and trust the process, and know that that door closing, that opportunity that you didn't get, that you were so excited and deeply wanted, maybe the timing wasn't right. Maybe you have to come up with a better strategy. Get your thinking caps on and work on some things that you can do to just really move forward with the realignment and, you know, pivot into something greater, something better, something more aligned for your future. So let's put our thinking caps on here and just think back to the opportunity you just lost. Were you forcing it? Was the job culture making you anxious? Or even during the interview process, did you constantly feel like you had to shrink or change who you were to fit into that relationship? You know, think of those things that you lost. If you think about if it was requiring you to sacrifice your peace, your integrity, or your authentic self, the rejection was the universe stepping into protect your real, raw essence. You know, that anxiety that you were feeling just trying to make things work, the universe is stepping in for your essence. So you have to release that and, you know, feel the relief after that sting fades. You know, this is the most telling sign. The first 48 hours, it hurts, but then there's a strange calmness that settles in. You realize that chasing that outcome was taking up massive space. And now that space is free for you to do something more fulfilling. And that feeling of sudden lightness, that's your intuition breathing. It's a sign of relief. Your heart knew that that path was too narrow for your big vision. So trust that relief. It opened doors for you with the highest alignments. When you're stuck in a place that is only good enough, you stop looking for great. So rejection yanks you out of that complacency, and it forces you to pause, to reassess your standards and aim higher. And that job rejection clears you up and freeze your calendar so that you can meet with the co-founder of your actual dream business. So that breakup, okay, it clears your space for the partner who sees and celebrates your soul. So the rejection didn't take something away from you. It reserved something better. Always remember that. Always remember to check your inventory. Don't ask, what did I do wrong? Ask, what did I learn about that opportunity or that person that I need to know for the next one? Did the environment value things that you don't? Did you realize you need a different set of benefits? This is information for you gathering, not judgment. So know how to evaluate and check your inventory and self-assess without self-blaming, okay? So just take a step aside and, you know, pivot. That doesn't mean stopping. It means a course of action. It means if you were rejected from one company, don't just apply to 10 more identical ones. Well, that's a lateral move. Take one step sideways. Maybe you need to do some research on a completely different industry, or you could take a weekend or course to build a new skill. Know that you have to get that redirection going. You have to do some research and reinforce your worth, because sometimes rejection can make us feel small. The best pivot is internal. Take about 15 minutes today and write down every success you've ever achieved, every compliment you receive, that might be a long list, and every mountain you've ever climbed. I mean, this year was a really big year for me. I feel like I've climbed Mount Everest and I've really put myself out there and I've really seen some really good results in just pivoting. I feel like this is my year of pivot and I've seen such amazing results and I'm so proud of that. So you can do the same thing. Just, you know, read that list back to yourself and remind yourself and remind your heart that your value is not contingent upon someone else's approval. Take that power back and know that you have the power to do extraordinary things, and don't let that rejection get you down. You have to get out of your feelings and you have to start being strategic and you have to pivot. Beautiful souls, always remember, rejection is a powerful redirection. The universe is guiding you towards a path that is wider, brighter, and more aligned with the massive potential you hold. So don't let a closed door make you question your journey. Thank the door for clarity. Check your inventory and then confidently take the first step in your new direction and faith. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this journey and this episode of Real Raw Relevant. Until next time, keep shining bright and keep pivoting. I'll see you next time on Real Raw Relevant Podcast.